is this?
This is your new theme tune. Do you like it?
No.
Oh, shut your face. Right, a very good morning to you. Listening to Michelle Warner on Phoenix 98 FM, and I'm joined in the studio.
Hello.
By the gorgeous, by the talented, fabulous Molly Miller.
Oh, I'm milking it. Carry on.
No, that was it this week.
Oh, thanks.
Normally there's more, but you do write for the Gazette series. It goes all over the whole of the county of Essex with a beauty feature. You've got your fantastic blog, which is...
God, I haven't updated it for ages. AskMollyBeauty.com.
Don't bother looking at that. Then just get rid of it. Just don't bother. And you're also on Twitter.
Yes, I tweet.
Tweet a lot.
Yeah.
And you get some amazing products to review.
I do. Yes.
I stick my fingers in most of them and smell them. We've heard this comment this morning. I just have to tell you, but Molly came in, a salesman opened up the door and she said, "Why is there chest hair in my sinkhole?" I don't even think you can plan for it. I want to do a feature just called "Why is there chest hair in my sinkhole?"
So is, rude. Well, there's not been a man in my house for like 2 years, and every time I go and look at my sinkhole... Stop being so rude. Every time I go and look in my plug hole, every time I go and look in the sink, there's always chest hairs. Like, and I'm not talking about the shower. Yeah. I'm talking about the actual sink. You know, with men's chest hairs, they used to sort of gather in the sink.
I've never been out with anyone like that.
So I'm pulling them out, and I'm like, why?
Chewbacca from Star Wars.
Why is but why is there chest hairs in my sink?
If anyone can say why is there chest hair in my sinkhole, please
laughing.
Yeah, without laughing, please do tweet in to Lucky Bitches or Ask Molly.
Yes. And the other thing I've got to say, red as a baboon's backside.
What is?
I don't know. That's what I've got to get in the radio shows today.
Every week there's something. Every week she comes in, there's a challenge from something. You meant to throw that in casually. Not
I am. I know, but I couldn't
you think You could have said that lipstick was as red as a baboon's backside.
I could, but it's not red, is it? It's purple when you see it.
Nobody wants that.
Why has a baboon got a purple backside?
I think we've damaged all the bits out
Should
of
we just
so
forget
much?
The beauty feature and just talk about sinkholes and plug holes?
No, that's
you
not.
Wait till you see what I've got in here, then really will.
Now, Joan Collins is style icon.
Okay, yeah, she is, actually. She's a bitch. Isn't she?
Well,
she was
a
bitch.
She was,
in Alexis in Dynasty. Was it Dynasty or Dallas? Dynasty.
It was the film she did as well called The Bitch in the 1970s. Her sister wrote the book and they made a film.
That's right. I need to be more of a bitch, but I'm just not a bitchy person, but I do need to be more of a bitch. But anyway, she has launched her Timeless Beauty Paparazzi Ready Compact Duo. Mm-hmm. Have a look in there. It's £34. And basically, there's eight different shades of lipstick that you can choose from. But this sold out within an hour of being on QVC. And it's just a really nice posh compact. In fact, the packaging's a bit like Estee Lauder.
I was going to say it's like Estee Lauder.
It is very much like Estee Lauder, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But it's very golden glam.
Yep.
That makes a really, really nice present for somebody or, you know, just for yourself.
Yep.
And I say it comes in all different...
lipsticks and a powder together. It's got your own lipstick. It's to describe it, it's like a little cigarette case. With the lipstick showing, isn't it?
Yes.
It's very, like 1950s looking.
Yes, I suppose, I mean, the thing is, it's also treatment as well, because the lipstick's got in it hyaluronic acid, so it helps hydrate and protect the lips. And also, I'm reading off the press release, because I never have time to prepare for this, but the powder is very hydrating, so not only does it just put over a cover, it also fills in very, very fine lines. It's not got any parabens in it or oil, so it's very
Lovely.
Good for
and
all
How much is that?
Skin. This one is £34.
And you said that, and it's available on QVC
Urban Retreat at Harrods as well.
Excellent.
So that's really good one.
Nice one, Joan.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Now, this is the one that I was really looking forward to sharing you. I was going to wait until we set
the box.
What's in the box? Now, Birchbox. I've mentioned Birchbox several times on here. And basically, for I think it's £10 plus P&P, you get sent every month samples of new products that are out. They've actually got their Birchbox shop now where you can go and buy the samples online. And I was so pleased to receive this because they're stocking Benefit now.
Oh, excellent.
And I wanted to try this. But Benefit didn't say it to me because they've run out of samples, but it's the Gimme Brow. Ooh. And basically it's a brow... like liner, but it's got in it filaments.
Yeah.
And in fact, that is the wrong shade for me. So once when I put this in the photo shoot, you can have that because that is your shade.
Oh,
it's
lovely.
The wrong one. Also, they've got in here galas, gems.
Wow.
I mean, these are just some of the products that they sell online. So the Gala's Gems are really beautiful nail varnish colours.
Pastels.
They've gotten it...
Is that their famous mascara you just had in your hand?
No, this is the... Oh, yeah, this, they're real. Benefit, they're real.
Yep.
They've got it in it. I love this by Lord & Berry. So Lord & Berry are one of their new stockists.
Yeah, Lord & Berry are fantastic. They only do lipsticks and eyeliners, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Look at that eyeliner. Oh, it's like the biggest, chunkiest. If you like... You know the Benefit Bad Gal eyeliner, it's like a big chunky one. This is a real rock star, rock chick eyeliner.
And that's all for £10.
No, this is what no, this is, so this is a box that they would normally send you.
Yeah.
But this is what they've picked from their shop.
Right.
So what they normally do is that they might send you a couple of items from here. They normally send, I think in their boxes, they normally send something like 2 full size items and then a few other little bits. But in here, now this looks like one of those diaphragm things, isn't it? Is it diaphragm?
I don't know.
No.
I really don't know.
It's like a silicon egg cup. Not diaphragm. It's the things that you use as...
Yeah, anyway, I don't know what it is. It just looks like a...
It's
cupping.
Yes, cupping, but it's it actually looks like that, not contraception thing. It's called a Celu cup.
Right.
And what you do is you massage it with oil on you like this, and the suction is supposed to really help with cellulite.
Oh, right. It's a terrible mistake if you get that out of a bag and go, I wonder what that's for.
Well, Lord & Berry, I love this. Now, this is called Blondie, and it's basically, this is an eyebrow one, but it's a pencil with all different shades of brown on the end, so you can really tailor make that to your... natural eyebrow colour.
And it is important actually to do your eyebrows, because if you're going
eyebrows
out
very
you
important.
Just need not this horrible, what they called it, my friend calls it angry brow. Why is she so angry? Be quiet, she's looking at you. It's just to give them, just to give a bit of definition, because you lose the end of your eyebrows as you get old for some reason. The end bits sort of drop off.
I've lost a lot of things have dropped off as I've got older.
Yeah, really. There we go, moving swiftly on.
Anyway, so that's Birchbox. So it's really nice that you've got all these different things that you can choose from, all new products. Right, I'm going to go on to this Melt Candle. Now, this is available from a really good shop online. It's the ladiesgiftcompany.co.uk. Smell that.
I'll tell you which one it is. I love Melt Candle.
Oh, it's lovely. Isn't it?
Oh, I like that one.
It's Verbena and Clary Sage.
That's lovely.
And it's £8.50. Now, it's only small, but the Melt Candles are fantastic. They last for ages.
Yep.
And this has gotten it Cashmere Woods White Cedar. So it's a real unisex one, especially like if your man lights candles as well. It's not a real sickly one.
I've got a man. What are you saying?
Well, I know.
Are you trying to upset me even more?
No, but I... Whoopsies.
Whoopsies. What are you doing?
God, it's going to go wrong, isn't it?
Be careful what you say.
Yes. Whoopsies. Can I just say whoopsies on it?
Say whoopsies on it. I'll cut that out later. Nobody will know. All the people that are listening today. Whoopsie. There
we whoopsies. Go. Right, okay. And actually, I'm not going to go to that next. I'm going to go to this next. My hair, I put this in my hair today and I love it. It's called Plumpifier Thickening Spritz.
Oh, it's my cousin, Richard Ward.
Yes, it's not your ward. Yeah. Ward's your cousin.
Yeah, Richard Ward's my cousin.
No, he's not.
He is my cousin.
No, he's not.
He is. He's famous. Give it to me.
Yeah, he's famous, but he's not your cousin.
Well, he's related somehow, isn't he?
No. Yeah, well, anyway, yeah, by name. I'm related to, what's he called? Frank Lampard.
Oh, right.
By cousin blood, something like that, I don't know. Anyway, marriage, through marriage, blood. Something like that.
Right, so we've got Richard
probably
Ward.
About the same as you are with Richard Ward. Right, so Richard Ward, he is a very famous hairdresser.
Yep.
He's got his own line and everything, and it's sold on QVC and Amazon and so on.
And he used to do the hair for the Princess of, not Wales, I'm sorry, Catherine. Kate. Used to do her, Kate Middleton's hair.
Yes, Kate Middleton's hair. Yep. And who did Princess Diana's hair? That's...
Nikki Clark.
Was
it
Nikki Clark?
I think it's Nikki Clark.
I don't think it was Nikki Clark.
B. Del Sassoon?
No.
Trevor Sorby?
Sorbet.
Sorry,
anyway, I'll find out though. Now, this is £19 and basically it's a plumpifier thickening spray and it's great. It's very, very lightweight. My hair always needs plumping. don't be rude.
Just sitting here looking, I've never heard such a conversation in my life.
And this is really good because it's got UV protection, heat protection. It gives it a really nice shine afterwards. It's got in it marine glycogens and hibiscus proteins. So protein's very good for the hair.
And what's it called again? It's Richard Ward Couture Hair.
Yes, and it's the Plumpify Thickening Spritz. So basically, you just put it onto towel-dried hair, just a few squirts, blow-dry your hair, and it amplifies it. I think it's brilliant. I've used it today, and I really do like it, because often when I use hair thickening products, they can leave it a bit gunky or sticky and so on, and this doesn't. This leaves it really natural.
And how much is that?
£19. Yep. It's 150 mils,
and that probably lasts you a good couple of months, about 3 or 4 months.
Three or 4 months easily. Yeah, definitely.
Right, we've got to take a break to the traffic and travel. Okay. And then some ads.
Cool.
And then we'll be back. You're doing very well today. Is it hardly said?
I'm not rushing loads and loads. Well, I am probably talking 10 to the dozen.
No, you're
but
not. You're relaxed.
Am
you're,
I?
Yeah, you are really
I'm
relaxed.
I'm not going. Blah, blah, blah.
No, you've cooled, chilled down a bit. What's in that box? What's in that box?
This is the box I just showed you.
Oh, right.
The,
I don't want to see
the cupping thing.
I don't want to see that again. Get away from me. Get away from me.
Phoenix Effa.
Do we always have to have that in the background? Oh, very nice. I like that.
Mascara.
This is really bad on air. You know that, don't you? Yeah, that's lovely. We've just got some extra. I've had a bit of a chewing gum. Sorry, so be careful. We're not sort of doing the.
Yeah, I know, and I am.
Joined in the studio by the gorgeous Molly Miller here on Eat My Brunch with the beauty feature. Ask Molly, and yes. You've run through a few features, and you've got some more.
I've got loads products. Actually. I'll go on to the Elemis next. Now, these are launching. Oh, when are they launching? But anyway, this is a Pro Collagen Hydrogel Eye Masks. They're new. It's part of their Pro Collagen range. It basically, they're eye masks that they're already pre-sealed. They've got in them Padina pavonica, which is a marine algae, plankton extract, hyaluronic acid, and chlorella. Basically, they brighten the eye area. They're really good for puffiness. The hyaluronic acid is very good for moisturising, or not moisturising, but leaving your skin hydrated. I put them on the other day, and they do straight away. They really refreshen your eyes, especially if you get eye bags.
Yeah.
You'd probably use them about once a week.
Can you reuse them more than
no,
once?
No.
You can't?
No. They don't launch. What are we know? Oh, they launched 2014.
Yeah.
Now, they're £46 for 6 masks. So, as I say, they're going to last you, obviously, like 6 weeks.
Big fan of Elemis. I haven't ordered any for ages because I can't afford it, because the cream I use is a Pro Collagen Marine Cream, which is £99 for a pot. But I'm telling you now, it's one of the best face creams I've ever used. I mean,
I'm
using all of Olay at the moment, which is only about £5 a pot.
Olay's
and I love
brilliant.
It. I love it, and it's great. But as soon as I start using Pro Collagen Marine, which is the moisturiser, there is a difference in your skin. And I know it sounds... but it is one of those products that sometimes you... Especially with QVC, because they do little deals.
And they do brilliant deals on QVC.
Then,
don't
then
they?
They
also do really good deals though on there. I mean, this the PR's always giving their timetospa.co.uk, that website. They do brilliant deals on the Time to Spa as well. I think they do them pretty similar to. I mean, QVC you have today's special value and so on, which is excellent. But they do fantastic gift sets. I think I bought one in a little while back. You might not have been here actually. It was when I was in the studio with
Scott Ross. Sorry about that.
Was it Scott? Anyway, I think it was Scott, yeah. And I said to him, well, Michelle would love this, because off the top of my head, it was like a full-size cleanser and toner.
Yeah.
And you were just paying for the cleanser, but then you were getting 6 other products free, and that was on their normal Time to Spa website. And I think the value was something about £100, but you were paying £40 for it.
I'm going to go to them. I've been to a spa before of Elemis, which is like the mini spa at John Lewis's in Bluewater, and it's lovely, because the thing is about it, other places, you know when they go out and they have a fag in between doing your massage, and they come back,
horrible.
Well, they don't at Elemis. If they've done your face, they'll start doing your hands or your feet, so they never leave you.
Yeah,
which is really good. But I'd love to go to their spa in London. Yeah. That would be great.
I've never been.
It's very, very expensive. It's hundreds and hundreds of pounds. Couldn't afford it.
Is it in Mayfair?
Yes, darling, Mayfair.
Is it? Oh no, see, I've not been there. No.
Here, Gav, you Cockney gal.
You're not. You're Cockney. My mum's Cockney. Well, she's not born and brought up in Bow, but.
Well, I kind of am, so it depends. What's that noise? Hello, is that not the thing in that
I'm
box?
Buzzing.
Right, off we go. I don't know
what's right, happening. Right, can we stop? Yeah, no, I just said I'm buzzing. That's so wrong.
with the joy of the chewing gum you just had.
Right, I'm going to go on to Young Blood Mineral Cosmetics. Oh. Now, I love Young Blood. They're one of the best mineral cosmetics you can get. This is the Hydrating Lip Tint SPF 15. This is what you saw me putting on a little while ago. I don't like to wear tons and tons of makeup when I go out. In fact, during the day I never wear makeup, but my lips often get dry because I do so much running. And this is brilliant because this lip tint has got in it, it's basically a treatment. It's got in it jojoba, argan, sunflower and avocado oils. It's got in it a built-in SPF, so it's fantastic for holidays. And as I say, where I do run a lot and I do get dehydrated, so my lips, because they're quite big, my lips, they naturally get quite... You pull it out.
Oh, it's like it's like, you know, you push it in and pull it out. It's really unusual.
Really?
No, it's a unusual delivery system. See, I'm not talking about. It's not like a normal lipstick. You push it in and pull it out.
I'm pleased you said lipstick there. Right. Anyway, and it's nice because it just gives a nice tint, doesn't it? Just a very, very light tint. Oh, yeah. So basically, it's got in it vitamin E. It's got all the vitamins A, C, and D in it. Very rich in oils. I absolutely love it. It is expensive. It's £18.
Blimey, O'Reilly.
But it will last ages. And for me, as I say, so especially because I get chapped lips, you know, it's just
I always go, so you always look at me and then take it the wrong way.
I'm looking at you, I'm looking at the colour on the back of my hand.
Right, okay. Let's, this is just like a, it's not even a beauty chat, is it? It's like, you know, well, anyway, it is a beauty chat. Right.
That's what it's called, Ask Molly Beauty feature.
I know, but then you've got the with Michelle Ward.
What's that ad with Michelle Ward in little tiny brackets?
Which then just takes it to a whole new other level. A funny one.
Anyway, new Eye Amazing Liquid Liner.
Oh.
Yes, this is, have a look at that.
Look at this.
Very highly pigmented colours, again, from Youngblood. It's £20, but it lasts ages and ages and ages. I think that's the forest green that you've got there. I don't know what. But
yes, it is.
It's
lovely.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Because I love the forest green because it's not as heavy as black, but it actually looks quite sort of dark black on. It's lovely.
That's
it's a
nice.
Really nice colour.
Beautiful brush. It's really,
really nice brush. And it's water resistant. I mean, I put it on yesterday, tested it yesterday, and it lasted all day. And it did only come off with a oily makeup remover. So it's brilliant, especially when you get in the heat. Now, Youngblood, it's all available ybskin.co.uk. So that's one of my favourite mineral brands. Staying on minerals, actually, I'll go to the Prime Time. It's a new BB
got
primer
that.
Cream. Have you got this?
Oh, let me have a look. Is it by Bare Minerals?
Yes.
Yes, I got that on QVC and it is fantastic.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Well, it is, actually. I'm saying, oh, is it? I have tested it.
Yep.
So that's £23. It's got in it an SPF and it comes in fair, light, medium, and tan. And basically, it just helps you makeup stay on a lot longer.
People say, oh, primers. No. I tell you what, once you start using a primer, I've used Mally's, which is fantastic, and I've used Bare Minerals, which is that one you've got in your hand. They are superb. Your makeup doesn't sink into your skin.
Yeah.
I also always use Bare Minerals anyway because it's such a good, it doesn't aggravate your skin.
Yeah, I like Bare Minerals.
But you can wear that without any makeup.
Yeah, wear it alone. I mean, you can wear it alone, you can wear it underneath their foundation. Yeah. And basically, it just gives, it just evens out your skin tone. But it's got an SPF 30. And yeah, that's I do like that one. I really do like that one. That's a medium.
Yeah, and your makeup stays on longer when you do it with put primer on first, and it looks fresher for longer as well.
And your skin looks smooth. I know I've got so much to go through, so I'm going to quickly show you the Clarins. Now, Clarins have sent me their new Colours of Brazil line. Now, this is their Eye Quartet palette. And I love Clarins packaging. This is so nice. And yeah, the colours of Brazil, I mean, they're fantastic. They're beautiful.
Oh, wow.
They've got some beautiful browns in there, but with a real deep royal blue, isn't it? It's a real kick of a blue, which
orange.
Is fantastic. Yeah, and the orange. But they're very wearable. When you blend them, they look really good, and they look fantastic if you've got a light tan as well. Their Eye Quartet is £32, and they've sent me their lip balms. Now, they've sent me number 5. I didn't want to look at that one. They've sent me number 5 and number 3. But what I did notice on the press release is that their pink one, which I haven't got here, it's adjusts to the colour of your lips, the heat from it, adjusts the colour of your lips. I love that. Isn't that nice?
Well, that's lovely.
That's beautiful.
That's a new colour, yeah.
That's number 3, which is like a coral, and it's shot through with gold.
Lovely.
It is called Tender Coral. So they retail at £18 and available from all department stores nationwide. But the colours, the eyeshadow colours, are something a little bit different. And I get so bored when, you know, everyone always uses black, and it's nice to have a splash of colour. It's a time you can get away with it when you've got a light tan. These will look fantastic because the browns really enhance your brown. Whereas if you've got blue eyes, it really makes blue eyes stand out.
Pop.
Pop, yes.
Boom.
Boom.
That's my favourite word.
Whoopsies.
Boom. I don't know, whoopsies. They could actually take over. Right, we've only got a couple more minutes, and I know you've got some other little bitties to go through.
Have I only got 2 more minutes? Oh, my God, I'm never going to get rid of it. I'm just going to have to go rush through it. Okay, Clinique, really quickly. Clinique has got their new moisture CC cream. Have a look at that. Ooh. And they've also got their anti-blemish clinical clearing gel, and I've got their new Lash Power Feather Mascara, which I've just put on. The Feather Mascara,
that's nice.
Isn't that lovely?
Foundation in the compact.
The CC cream is basically a very hydrating. It's again like the Bare Minerals. It's a colour corrector. Mm. It's available in 6 shades.
Lovely.
Plus an additional 3 shades, which are available at clinique.co.uk. Very, very lightweight.
And dewy, probably.
Yes.
It's on your
skin. Really, really lovely, and it's infused with aloe leaf water, again hyaluronic acid, which I always talk about, and it gives UV and UVA and UVB protection. The next one that you're looking at there is the mascara that I just put on.
Oh yeah,
which I love. It's a Lash Power Feathery Mascara, and I love it because it's got in it, I'm sure it's got in it honey, I'm sure I read somewhere, yeah, oh, it's got in it pullulan. Which has got like a honey consistency. Mm-hmm. So basically it helps stretch the lashes out.
You've got it on your lashes at the moment.
I only
not
put
clumpy.
One. It does not clump at all. So I love it. It does make them lengthen. And I hate clumpy mascara. I don't like with stick makeup. The next thing here, I've got the Anti-Blemish Collection Clearing Gel, which has got its salicylic acid, which helps exfoliate dead surface scales. It's non-irritating. It's got seaweed extract, which calms. And it's got in it Laminaria saccharina, which is helps normalise
saccharina. Sorry.
Excess production of oil. Well, you're making me rush this because I've only got 2 more minutes and this one going blah, 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 blah.
How many products you got left?
I've got loads, so I'm going to have to really hurry up.
No, it's all right. Just take your time. We'll relax for a bit. We'll come back.
Oh, okay.
And we'll get through because I don't want to rush any.
I have got to interview somebody at 12:30 in Brentwood.
That's all right. We'll come back after the news and you can have an extra couple of minutes.
Cool.
And that way you don't have to go, you've got 45 seconds and how many products? Exactly. 45
Thanks.
Seconds. How many products have you got? 6 left to get.
More than that.
Just take it easy. Don't worry. We know you've got the interview, but don't worry. You'll be fine.
Cool.
Right, that's fine. But back with Molly.